Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Gary, it is so wonderful. Thank you so much for sitting down with me.
Oh, anytime. You're a local celebrity, basically. A local celebrity.
Oh, me? No. I am simply a channel. I'm just a channel that news passes through me and makes its way to the people. But you,
you speak to the dead.
That was a past, literally a past life.
Because I was going to say, I put my wife's skull in a bowling ball. If you can have a, she talks to me.
Gary, this is
so
cool.
No problem, but okay.
Gary, can I record? I'm sorry, you're already getting to the good stuff. And just, can I be recording this conversation? I need your explicit permission.
I would prefer everything I say to be on the record.
Okay.
Test, this is Gary.
No testing required. Everything's just, it's on the
record. Gutter Ballroom. I want to get the name out there. Gary's Gutter Ballroom for all your bowling or quinceañera needs.
Wonderful. Oh, okay. And Gary, you're celebrating your 100th anniversary?
That's right.
This establishment has been open for 100 years. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I'd love to say that, like, my grandpa started it or some bullshit, but it was me.
Wow.
I've been around.
Wow. What is your secret?
Well, my secret is, drink coffee 3 times a day. Always watch the news.
Always.
Put your wife's skull in a bowling ball.
Okay.
Keep up with the neighbors.
Yeah. Those are wonderful tips.
Gary's Gutter Ballroom for all your bowling needs
and
party needs and proms.
Oh, okay, great. We've got
And all my workers are on strike.
Are they?
Most of them. Yeah, we got some scabs.
It sounds like silly workers' rights stuff, but what exactly led them to strike?
Well, the work conditions here are not great. And also, I have this guy, Terry, and he does, the bowling graphics? Like when you get a strike or something, there's like those bowling graphics that come up on the screen.
I love those.
Made one that made the news, and it was... When you get a strike, it shows a pin at home sleeping in its bed and it's night out. And then a bowling ball climbs up a ladder and busts through the window wearing a mask.
Yes.
It rummages through the house. The bowling ball hears it, wakes up, grabs a bat. The bowling ball falls downstairs and breaks its neck.
Yes.
The pin panics. The pin is framed for the murder.
Think that a bowling ball could have a neck, but you really make it believable.
Yeah. Well, Terry did. That was all Terry. But it made the news and people got upset. And can I, Daphne Fontaine, can I just say, Daphne, I've been
please,
reading your paper.
Just call me Daph.
I've been reading your articles for so long. I just think you're the bee's knees. You're tops of the pops.
Well, thank you. I started off as an agony aunt, and to work all the way up to an agony aunt.
Agony aunt.
Yes.
And that is.
Oh, so you're not that familiar with my work, are you, Gary?
Oh, is that
I ran the advice column here for the Post.
Wait, you were agony aunt, the mother's sister who gave advice on how to deal with grief?
Yes, that was me.
Oh, wow.
That was me.
Agony aunt here.
Specifically grief of any kind, as you alluded to. I did briefly dabble in medium work as well. And I found that death follows me. But I have worked my way up to the doing local features now, really just diving into what Hollow Falls has to offer recreation wise.
Yeah. And when you say death follows you, that means like there's a train of ghosts behind you or wherever you go, murder happens.
Right now?
Yes.
Right now, I wouldn't call it a train.
Hey, dude, can you lie and say you don't have my shoe size for a bowling shoe? An eight?
No, yeah, I don't want, I am an eight. I don't want it. I took a date here, and I'm terrible at bowling, and I don't want her to know. So can you say we're all out of that size, and I can go,
Okay, make it like a real scene?
Yeah, not too big of a scene. Somewhere unbelievable.
Kyle?
How dare you?
Oh.
No, bro. No,
okay,
no, like,
fine. Will you keep your voice down?
Is everything okay?
Hey, we don't have your shoe size.
Hey, yeah, sorry. I'm just, this guy is he's a freak, and he keeps telling me that he doesn't have my bowling shoe size.
Do you know
I guess
this
we can't
person?
Bowl.
Yeah,
they
he asked me on a date here.
Demanded a shoe size we didn't have and threatened my family.
Kyle, why would you do that?
Oh, no, I didn't.
I don't have an eight. Please,
Kyle,
my children
nice
just
guy.
Want to be safe.
I thought you were a nice guy, Kyle. You told me you were a nice guy. That's why I agreed to go on this date.
Yeah, famously, when you tell someone you're a nice guy, it means you're for sure a nice guy.
Yeah, I've been on a lot of dates. Yeah, that's what I'm led to believe.
Hey, I'm sorry to do this. I'm also in line. This seems really confusing. I can clear things up. I was here the whole time. See, this gentleman came up and demanded an eight, a size that this gentleman working here obviously doesn't have. And
I'm
then
trying
this one,
my best.
I know you are, sir. And this one, Kyle, who seems like a real psycho, slapped him hard in the face.
Dude, I didn't, none of this.
You did
my
it so quick,
injury.
I didn't even see.
Yeah, it exacerbated
Lisa,
a war injury because this guy and I served together, so I know about his war injury. I've got one. I've got this almost the same one.
We're brothers in a sense.
Oh my gosh! So it's like Kyle threatened you because you're his brother, and Kyle threatened his family.
If you threaten a Marine, you threaten the Marines.
We're a pair, like the eights I don't have.
Kyle,
that's
you know
just...
my dad was in the Coast Guard.
Baby, Lisa. I know.
Whoa, okay,
let's just slow down. I will tell you what actually happened. I was too embarrassed to bowl in front of you because my fingers are really little and the bowling ball doesn't stay on them, and I didn't want you to know, Lisa. So I asked this man to help me out and lie and say he doesn't have an eight, and then he took it a little too far. This guy is a psycho, and this guy behind me is even crazier. What the hell is your deal, man, jumping in on this? They were trying to help, and I'm sorry.
I don't know what to believe.
You can believe that we don't have an eight. Wink!
Why did you wink?
And you can believe that my brother and I were in the Marines. We were fighting side by side when a bullet went in my left shoulder, out my right shoulder, into his left shoulder, and out his right shoulder. And now we have an old war injury.
That's so specific. It has to be true.
And she slapped me in the shoulder.
And my shoulder hurt when he got slapped in the shoulder. Would you believe that?
Are any of you guys nice guys?
I am an employee of this bowling alley.
Okay.
Okay, buddy, just put it, yeah, just set it down, put it between your legs, and you're just going to push,
No one else is doing in between their legs.
Well, everybody else has upper body strength. But you're a kid. You're a little kid. Okay, Tommy?
There's other little kids here that I think are... Can I just use a kid-sized ball? Do I have to use an adult ball?
Well, they didn't have any kid-sized balls, so...
That kid has one.
Oh, well, he had the last one.
Oh,
and
man.
And there's a kids' league night, so he won't be giving it up anytime soon. But we have the bumpers in... So you're always gonna hit a pin. We know that for sure.
Okay.
Well, not always, but at least the first time you will. First throw. Here we go. And what do we say? Say your little motto.
I do everything my dad tells me to do.
That's right.
Okay. And just push it down?
Just push it down.
Okay. Oh, it's rolling back towards me. It's rolling back towards me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's going towards the snacks. It's going towards the concessions.
So
Oh, my war injury.
Shit.
Oh, no. Did I do it wrong, Dad?
Of course, my son has negative strength. No, Tommy, that was great. Let's, why don't we sit down? Why don't we, that's $18 down the drain. Why don't we come over here and play some Golden Tee? You want to play some arcade games? Golden Tee?
Yeah, I'd love to play. You don't need upper body strength for arcade games, right?
Let's read the rules here. Okay, put your hand on the white ball in the center of the trackpad. Roll the ball forward. Fuck me. That's 50
Ow!
Cents down the drain.
I think it bit my finger.
No, it just rolled backwards and got your skin in between the circle and the ball. Okay,
Ow,
what
it's
else
mean.
Can we... Why don't we head over here to the dance floor? Seems like there's no private event going on that I can discern. So why don't... Tommy, have you ever danced? Do they teach you dance at school?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Have you seen dance in any of your shows?
I think that the Ninja Turtles do dance.
That can't be right. Well, go ahead and just, it's basically about expressing yourself. So go ahead and okay. Show us what you got.
Okay. Just move my crotch back and forth. Fast, 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 fast.
Ninja Turtles did not
get down
that.
On the floor and just, and kind of gyrate and move my... crotch around and kind of like do grind on the floor a little bit.
All right, I'm going to ask you one time, Tommy. Were you in my room? Did you get in my room?
I'm sorry, Dad. I saw some of your dance DVDs.
Fuck. I told you that drawer is for Dad. That's Dad's drawer. Repeat it back to me.
The drawer in Dad's room is Dad's drawer. Don't take out his dance DVDs. How to Slam Like a Member of Wham.
Huh, you repeated a lot more than I, but that's, you're thorough, you're Thompson and you're thorough. Tommy?
Mm.
Tommy, we're not going to talk about those, I don't want you to watch any more of those, okay? You
but
should
Dad,
be watching, what?
I saw the videos, you're in them, you're dancing, you're doing such a good job.
That was a past life, okay?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
It's the only time in my life I've ever been proud of you. Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.